The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
And this morning we are looking into the matter of business and career turnaround. Business and career turnaround. Business and career turnaround. In your business, in your career, and in your vocation, whatever it is you are doing in life, God wants it to get better. God wants your business to turn around. He wants everything to become better for you. He wants your life to be better. And it will be better in the name of Jesus. I say it will be better in the name of Jesus. It will be better in the name of Jesus. There are many factors that leads to success in business, career, and vocation. We look at quite a few of them in the first and second service, and then you will be released prophetically to go forth and be blessed and achieve what God has designed you for in the name of Jesus. I also have a little icing on the cake in the second service, which if possible, we'll be able to look at that, if possible, if time permits. If not, then we'll take that to the men's meeting happening in a few days from now. Thank you, Jesus. When you access these factors, your turnaround is sure. The Bible says in John 13, verse 17, if you know these things, happy are ye when ye do them. If you know these things you are about to be spoken, that is about to be spoken about this morning, if you know them, happy are ye if you do them. Quickly this morning, beloved, what is business? What is business? Business is the act of exchange of value for mutual benefit of the parties involved. Business is the exchange of value for mutual benefit of the parties involved. It is usually profit-oriented. It is usually profit-oriented. Number two, what is business? A business is a person's regular occupation, profession, or trade. A business, the business you are doing, is your regular occupation, is your profession, is also your trade. What you trade in, what you do, is your business. What is a career? A career is a vocation, an occupation, work, or calling in life. Your career is your vocation, what you do every time. Your occupation, your work, or your calling in life. Quickly this morning, important facts about business, career, and of course your vocation is that God does not want us to be idle in life. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 15. The first thing that God gave to man is work. Before God gave man wife, children, and all that, the first thing that God gave to man is work. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 15. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. The first thing that God gave to a man is work, his vocation, his assignment. Because in your assignment lies your consignment. In your assignment lies your consignment. So the first thing God gave to us is work. So before a man looks for who to marry, he must have a work that he's doing. Number two important fact about business and career and your vocation is that no one can respect you if you are idle. No one will respect an idle person. No one can respect somebody who is doing nothing. Say, what do you do? You say, I do nothing. I only watch TV. I watch DSTV. I watch TSTV. I watch Star Times. And that's what I do. That's my hobby. Nobody will respect you. If you are doing nothing. That's why sometimes I always wonder how some people are very comfortable doing nothing. It's amazing. Some time ago, I went for a program in the East, somewhere around the Delta State in Warri, and I was surprised. Ladies were going out very early in the morning to go and walk, and I saw men outside with a rapper and with friends playing Ayo and all this. I was amazed. I said, what's going on here? What's happening here? Nobody here will be idle in Jesus' name. Number three important facts about business career is that God told us to go and occupy. Occupying and working and dominating is God's commandment. Luke 19:13. He told us, go and occupy till I come. That is, go and dominate in one area or another. Go and excel in one assignment or another till I come. Don't be idle. Don't sit down doing nothing. Till I come, go and occupy. Keep your time occupied. Keep yourself occupied. Get something doing. And then I will turn around your life. God will turn around somebody's life today. If that person is here, let that person say louder, amen. If that person is here, let that person say louder, amen. Number four important facts about business and career is that people in the Bible were people of business and careers. You can never see anybody in the Bible that God reckoned with that was doing nothing. Abraham, for example, our father, was a very busy man. At 75, God was still giving him vision. At 75, he was active. He could still receive vision from God at 75. Had diverse kinds of animals. Very active. At 80, he was still active. He could go to war to go and rescue his brother. Genesis 14:14. He was still strong at 80, very active and working. So nobody in the Bible, is it Joseph? Joseph was a career man. He was involved in career. He excelled in career. He dominated in career. Abraham dominated in his business with 318 servants working under his roof. He was feeding them, feeding the wife, feeding the children. 318. Joseph was working under somebody, but very active. The person did not bother to look at the business. Joseph was the one in charge. The only thing the person looked at was probably what he wanted to eat. He did not concern himself with anything. He knew the kind of person I was working with. It's not the kind of things that we have these days that you have to monitor almost everything. They left everything in his charge. They didn't need to give any. There was no need for any stress. He was in charge. Job was a man that was very active. Jacob was a man very active. Peter was picked up at the point of his assignment. Everyone in the scripture that you see that is a person of renown is a man or woman who was serious with their business, with their career, and with their vocation. Somebody say amen. Well, this morning, God has cooked a very delicious meal for us. And I'm certain nobody here will go back the same in Jesus' name. Keys to turn around in business and career. We'll take as many as we can in the first service. It's like a 14-point message or more, but we'll see as much as we can get in both services. We can take like 9 in the first service, and we'll see as many as we can also take in the second service. Number one key to turn around in business is building on a solid foundation. If you want your business and your career to do well, you must build on a solid foundation. Psalms 11 and verse 3. Psalms chapter 11 and verse 3. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? You see, foundation is what matters. It matters a lot in anything you are doing. If If your business or your career will do well, you must not start it with deceit. You must not kill another person's business to start your own business. You must not steal your boss's money to start your business. The foundation of your business will determine how far your business will go. We see all kinds of things right now. People kill to get capital, they use it to start another business somewhere. People destroy somebody's business somewhere and then get the money. Those kind of things don't make businesses to grow. The blood that was shed will be fighting that business. Some people will forge certificates and use it to get job. Fake age. In the days I used to look for a job, I never faked my age. If you feel I was too old, don't take me. I don't fake my age. This is my age. I don't fake my age. I never sent out a CV with a fake age. For what reason? God is more than enough. So any all this corny way of starting business, God's corny way of getting job is not God's way of doing things. Starting small with God and growing up with Him, with you, is better for you than to start big with cunningness, with deception, with deceit. Don't play with the matter of foundation. The deeper your foundation, the higher you can rise. You see some buildings so high, it is as high as, that's how the foundation too has to be very deep. You don't build a high-rise building in a shallow foundation. You don't build a career that is solid on a foundation that is weak. Look at this building, for example. Several over 100 and something trucks of granite, hardcore, was poured into this ground as a foundation. I can't remember how much they were selling one truck at that time anymore. It's quite a while now. Over 100 and something trucks of granite, not sand, granite, I mean, of hardcore stones, trucks just being poured just to make the foundation solid. That's why when you are dancing, with the kind of dance we dance here, you are not sinking. You know, our dance here is very solid. With the jumping and everything, everything is standing. Foundation is very important in your business. Foundation is very important in your career. Don't sleep with somebody because you want a job. Let him keep his job. Don't do that. Don't collect your boss's businesses, merge it with your own. Don't do that. You don't need it. Don't kill somebody for ritual. I now say you are starting a business. I'm starting an airline. The aeroplane will be dropping. It will be dropping. It will be crashing everywhere. Because the blood of those people will be fighting. Foundation is very, very important. The foundation of deceit will lead to collapse. I pray that nobody's destiny here will collapse. I say nobody's destiny here will collapse. You will go far with God than to try to go far without God. I have a policy. What God can do for me, I don't need it. What God can do for me, I don't need it at all. What I need to do people to get, please, I don't want it. What are you to? You need to be deceiving people to acquire. I don't need it. What is it? Won't it be left in this world? Everything will be left in this world. People try to do some things to make church very big. I wonder. Church is not for pastor. Because even if the pastor is there for 50 years, 60 years, 100 years, one day he must leave the church. Somebody else will take over the church. Somebody else will be in charge of the church. Church is not for a pastor. Church is the house of God. So any pastor that is pastor of the church is only a privilege. So why do you need to use corny means to people do things. It's just because of carnality and nonsense, being stupid. I will build my church. The gates of hell will not prevail. That's what the Bible says. So foundation matters. Somebody say foundation matters. Somebody say foundation matters. Somebody say foundation matters. Somebody say foundation matters. So watch your foundation. Watch your foundation. Anything you want to start, if the foundation is wrong, just know that the end can never be good. Just, I'm telling you now, if you do anything and the foundation is not right, the end can never. All the people that stole Nigeria money and all the people that were doing evil before to gather wealth, where are they today? All the wealthy people of 60s, 70s, how many of them are still wealthy? How many of them are their children wealthy now? They've gone. The wealth is, it has grown wings and disappeared. Number two, keys to turn around in your business and in your career is to be focused. Be focused. Success is not an overnight task at all. It is a long journey. Focus must be taken seriously. If you want success, you must take the issue of focus serious. Matthew chapter 6, verse 22. Take the issue of focus serious. The light of the eye, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thy eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. That's talking about focus. Many people have no focus. No focus. Jumping from one business to another, one area to another, one area, no singular focus. Selling tire today, selling windscreen tomorrow, selling drinks today, selling cement tomorrow, selling Ankara today, selling Thai tomorrow, selling the chair. Nobody becomes successful like that. That's why you have to settle with God on time and discover God's purpose for your life. You can't be a jack of all trades and master of none. One of the major things the devil will bring to you is distractions in your career. Avoid distractions with passion if you want to be successful. It's not everything that looks attractive that you should go into. For example, by God's grace and privilege, I'm a very talented person. I know how to do many things, but I cannot afford to do almost all the opportunities that come my way. I can't do that. It means I can't be successful in anything. It's not everything that comes to you like an opportunity that you jump to. Not every open door is God's door. There are some doors, they are open, but they are not God's door. So, stay focused. Stay focused. There's a saying by a wise man. He says, overnight success takes minimum of 10 years. So, they say, this person is successful overnight. What is your successful here? It's minimum of 10 years. 10 years of a single assignment, focusing on it, for 10 years minimum before you can say this person is successful. So anything you have not done for up to that and you are still not successful, you are still working towards success. Behind every glory, there's a story. Behind any time you see somebody being successful, no be today. It's not a today's job. It's not the work they did that year that made them successful. It's not what they did this January that made them successful. It has been on for long. So stay focused. Great businesses and career are built over time, not overnight. Great businesses and career are built over time, not overnight. There's nothing like overnight success. Overnight success takes minimum of 10 years. Keep at it. You are not a failure. You are on the right path. That business you are making money from, though the money is not big today, just keep at it. That career that you are in and God is lifting you little by little, keep at it. Stay focused. Stay focused. Either you own a business or you work for somebody, you need focus. Because you will face, we'll still get to that. We'll face a lot of challenges. But stay focused. Turn to your neighbor and say, stay focused. No distractions. So, it's important that we avoid distractions in our business, in whatever careers that we are doing. Somebody say a loud amen. Amen. Number three, key to turn around in your business is have a vision for your business and your career life. Have a vision. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2 and 3. And the Lord answered and said unto me, write the vision and make it plain upon the table, that it may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Vision is very important. In Proverbs 29 and verse 18, the Bible tells us that where there is no vision, the people perish. When you don't have a vision for your career or your business life, there's nothing that can be done. Have a vision for that small business. For that small, you know why people don't like starting small? They don't have vision. If you are working in a place and you started from a low level, have a vision. No matter how small you started from, have a vision that you are moving up. Not everybody can start businesses. So wherever you find yourself, if you are working in a place, have a vision to grow. If you have a vision to start a business and you have started from whichever level, have a vision that it is moving. Nobody is permitted to be on the same level. God wants you moving forward. But you have to have a vision. It is that vision that makes you pay the price. When you don't have a vision, you don't want to pay any price. You know where you can see the future. It is vision that makes you press towards that. I have a vision to see people's life change. I have a vision that when I'm teaching, without even praying, people will get healed. So, fasting for 1 day, 2 days, 7 days, 21 days, 40 days, 1 year is not a problem for me. I know what I'm pursuing. I'm asking God for power. I'm seeking the face of God to see a new level of His hand upon my life. So I don't have a problem. I don't have any problem with seeking God's face, because I know what I'm trying to get from Him. It is the same thing in your business. Your vision will make you pay any price. Vision fosters quest for success and breakthrough in life. Until you have a vision, things cannot turn around at all. Great careers are built on great vision. One day, Joseph woke up and told his brothers in Genesis 37. He said, I can see you. I can see you guys bowing to me. From verse 5 particularly, he had a vision. That's what they call it, dreamed a dream. And he told his brethren and said, this is what I've seen. They began to hate him because of his dream. Don't mind people. They will hate you because of your vision and your dream. They will hate you. People will dislike you. Some people will not believe in your vision. They will say, what is it? He's too ambitious. She's too ambitious. If you are not ambitious, I become suspicious. Why are you not ambitious? Why are you not pressing? Why are you not ambitious? What is the reason? You must be better than your parents. You must be better than your brothers and your sisters. You must be ahead only and not beneath. Am I speaking to somebody this morning? That's what we are talking about. That vision. It doesn't matter how small your business is. It doesn't matter how small you started from. This church started from our sitting room with my wife and two children and one or two other people in attendance. That went on for some weeks before we got a small place, where by the time we get there in the morning, rain has already, we started in June, so rain has already filled everywhere. So mama, we drop the baby somewhere, and then we'll be mopping the whole floor. When you have a vision, you will not be thinking of that you are suffering. You'll be suffering and smiling. Because you know that the future will be all right. Somebody say, amen. Amen. Well, things have since changed. So please don't give up on your vision. Don't give up on what God has placed in your heart. Some people work in some organizations, you know they don't have vision. If they are the present managing director of Guarantee Trust Bank, I'm sure many of you know him, Mr. Segun Agbaje, he started as an ET, as a small boy in the bank. Today is the MD, has done 10 years plus. Now, they don't want him to go. They've changed the name of the company to a holding company so that he can still retain the leadership of that company. So he's nobody MD, but he's still the MD. Is somebody getting me? So they brought other companies that are under the group, under him, and they say, okay, you are still over the company. His income in a year is not 3, 4, 5 billion in 1 year, and he's working in the company. He had a vision from the beginning. We get to the top. And we get to the top. The owner is still alive. Oladiola is still alive till now. But this guy distinguished himself. You can do it, but you must have a vision. Most people just want everything cooked. They just come there. Please, can I have a bokoto there, snail there? How does it happen like that? Just want to be eating from it without being part of the integral part of the labor. Number four. That will bring a turnaround in your business, in your career, is discipline. 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 In the world of business and career and vocation, discipline is important. I've often told you that there are two pains in life, the pain of discipline and the pain of regret. Nobody can miss out of the two in this life. It's either you suffer the pain of discipline to get up early in the morning, to wake up on time and be at your duty post, that's discipline. To shank late coming, that's discipline. To work the hours. So you know, some people are at work, 8 hours work, but they only work for 2 hours. All the others is for all kinds of things. Music, browsing, chatting, eating. The actual work was not done. That's because the discipline is not there. There are two pains in life. The pain of discipline and the pain of regret. Nobody can miss out of the two. You must suffer one. It's either the pain of discipline yourself to be at your work, to produce your product on time, so that you can deliver on time. To make the clothes on time, deliver to the customers on time. Discipline yourself not to involve yourself in things that are not all right in the company. That's the pain of discipline. Or the pain of regret when the person is sacked. Or the pain of regret when others are promoted and the person is left behind. Nobody here will be left behind. You must, if you want to taste success in business, be disciplined. Many Nigerians are not disciplined. Many Nigerians are not there. And that's it. It's part of the things affecting the economy as a whole. People want to reap more than they have sown. How come? They want to benefit where they did not labor. They did not plant anything. They want to harvest. Somebody is putting in 8 hours, 12 hours, 14 hours into a business. Somebody else is putting in just 2 hours. They want to have the same results. How come? How is it possible? Somebody is putting in 18 hours. The person only rests for 6 hours. 18 hours into work. Somebody else is working for for only 4 hours. He wants to have the same result with somebody with 18 hours. Be disciplined. Business and career require discipline in various areas like time management, like budgeting, like planning, like saving. You know, it takes discipline to save. Otherwise, you'll be using everything to eat. You'll be wearing Brazilian hair when you should be wearing local Adimole. That's your level for now. You'll be buying Brazilian hair. Somebody who should be doing hair of maybe, I don't know how much hair is now. Maybe hair of 2,000, 3,000, 5,000. We now be wearing hair of 100,000. It's eating up. The person is, there's no discipline. There's no discipline. Discipline is very important. No undisciplined person can succeed in business. No undisciplined. Because when one is not disciplined, both capital and principal, everything will go into the stomach. I've often told you, this stomach can eat whatever you give it. This stomach can eat 100,000 food at a spot. And this same stomach can eat 500 naira food at anything you. Many years ago, I was in Abuja for something, and I was in an hotel called Nikon Nuga. And they showed us some wine. Oh my God. Ordinary wine. 100,000, 200,000, 300,000. Bottle of wine that you will pop. Whoop! You pour it and they drink it. That's all. You mean 300,000 has just gone like that. 400,000 just gone. Bottle of wine. We went to the swimming pool area. I saw some of the politicians. They laid their back like this, and young girls were massaging their back with oil. Indiscipline. And they were sipping these wines. Jehovah. Discipline. When discipline is lost, business is lost. Once discipline is lost, business is lost. Once discipline is lost. The major reason why people are sacked in companies is indiscipline. Nobody will sack somebody that comes early. Nobody will sack somebody who does the record properly. Nobody will sack somebody who submits report on time. Nobody will sack somebody who is always on point with his job. Nobody. They will never, nobody. Even if the company doesn't have money to pay, they will look for a way to pay somehow. Because this person is disciplined. But if there's any challenges, the first set of people that they send out is undisciplined people. People who don't care. People who don't give a damn. They don't really care. Everything, scatter, everything. They don't give a damn. They say this is the dress code. They will do something else. No indisciplined person has a future. Number five, key to success and turnaround in career and business is diligence and hard work. Diligence and hard work. Diligence and hard work. Proverbs 22 and verse 29. See that with man diligent in his business, he shall stand before kings and not ordinary men. Proverbs 22 and verse 29. In Proverbs 13 and verse 23, Proverbs 13 and verse 23, the Bible says, in all labor there is profit. In all labor. So only laborers are permitted to assess profit. Only laborers. Those who are ready to labor. Who are ready to work the hours. Can you show me one person and say it is work? It's because this person is working too much. That's why this person died. It's a lie. Work does not kill. It's his laziness that actually kills. But a lazy person will be idle. And the person will be involved in what he's not supposed to be involved in. But a hard-working, diligent person will always succeed. Do you know that if you are a hard-working person, a small business, let me say hairdressing business, small, very small like this, just in a small place like this, can boom and become mega. Mega. Bill Gates started his business with $200. Bill Gates, $200 because of hard work. $200. Hard work does not kill. Hard work is what terminates hard life. This generation, where 35 people of 35 years old, they're already thinking of retirement. 35-year-old already thinking of retirement. How come? How is it possible? 35 years old, thinking of retirement. And when I retire, retire from what? Are you tired? Retirement is for those who are tired. I say at 80, Abraham was not tired. Be diligent. Diligence is key. Turn around in business and career does not answer to desire. It answers to diligence. Turn around in business does not. Turn around does not answer to desire. It answers to diligence. Only the hardworking and the diligent have a future in this life. The lazy is always full of complaint. Nigeria. Fine, there are challenges in Nigeria, but in this same Nigeria, people are still excelling. People are still prospering. People are still progressing. Because they are pressing. They are not looking at the challenges. In that your business where you say they're selling, isn't there any millionaire in that business? In that your business, isn't there anybody that's a multimillionaire, a billionaire in that business? So why? What's the problem then? That's your same business that you are saying that that's your career that you're saying everybody, nobody's doing well in this career. Some people have been promoted in your company as we are talking now. So you need to be diligent. The lazy has no future and his business has already liquidated. The lazy man's future is the business of a lazy man is already history. Because you can't survive in business, you can't survive in career, except you are ready to put in the hours. Can you imagine somebody who is a student and wants to become a first-class student? He says, and I desire first-class without working the hours, without reading in the night, without reading the day. Does a first-class student go to nightclub, up and down? A first-class student will be going about with banja wiwi. First class student. No. It can't. It's not possible. First class result is as a result of first class labor. First class result is nothing works until somebody's working it. Nothing will work until you work it. Who will work it for you? Who will do your work for you? Who will come and help you do your work? Your parents sent you to school. And they didn't see the one that will help you to work your business. See, if I fast for 40 days, stretch, and I come here on the 40th day to prophesy on you, and you don't go out to work, the prophecy can work. 40 days, and I say, God will bless you. God will release. And I come here, and I release the blessing. It can't work if by tomorrow morning again, you stay in the house, you don't do anything. You have to stretch. You have to stretch yourself. I've often told you while I was an undergraduate, no ASU strike made me at home with idleness. Never. ASU strike. 9 months, 6 months in our own time. Never. I must work. Because I know the value of work. Maybe that's what even why till now I'm addicted to work. Look for something to do. Once you are not working, your mind will be drifting to a lot of bad things. Your mind will be drifting to a lot of bad things. Guide thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Somebody who has worked all day, by the time you get home at night, will you have time to be thinking of you want to do something that is not right? No. Get yourself into, bury yourself in your work. The glory of your work will come out. You are working in an organization, do it to the extent that you are recognized. Do it to the extent that the boss, even if the boss nobody's seeing you. God will send somebody to the... Have you noticed this person? You'll be going from glory to glory. Nobody here will be on the same level. Nobody here will be on the same level. Let me try to see if I can stop on number 7 for this first service. Number 6 key to turn around in business is faithfulness. Be faithful in your business. Faithfulness is vital. And no unfaithful person can become great in life. In Matthew 25, verse 14 to 30, you know the story very well. One man called his servants and gave them goods. Well done. And he gave them goods. He said, go and trade with these goods. One of them, he gave 5 talents. He traded with it. He brought out 5 more talents. He gave another 2 talents. That one worked very hard. He produced 100% results. The third one, he went to bury the talent. He said, I know you are a wicked man. You always want to gain where you did not sow. You want to be using me. You want to be using me to work while you'll be gaining. Abi, eh? I should believe you weren't doing the stress. Then you will now be... Have you forgotten that he was the one that gave you that thing in the first place? If it didn't work, can he produce something to give you? And for him to give you that, he has much more. He just gave you that to test your ability. He said, take it, wicked man. And they called him a wicked and unprofitable servant. Wicked and unprofitable. You know, anytime I read this story, it turns me. Ah, God, help me to be a profitable boy to you. The talent and the wisdom you're giving, let me use it for your glory. Wicked, unprofitable servant. And the Lord answered him. Therefore, go to verse 26. The Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful, lazy servant, thou knowest that I reap where I sow not and gather where I have not strawed. Thou ought therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine with interest. I should have received. There should be progress in what I gave to you to do. Not that the way I gave it to you is the way I received it. What's wrong with you? The way I handed over the task to you is the way I received it. Faithfulness. In Proverbs 28, verse 20, the Bible says, a faithful man abound with blessing. Anybody that is faithful, blessing will be on the person's life. A faithful man abound with blessing. You will abound with blessing. I say you are abound with blessing. I say you are abound with blessing. So be faithful. Integrity is what qualifies you for prosperity. Be faithful. When they give you something, let it grow. Don't let it reduce. Let it grow. Faithfulness is vital. Say, how much did you buy this petrol? You say, petrol is very expensive now. I bought it 300 naira per liter. Whereas you got it for the right price, 165 naira per liter. Where did you, how did you say it's 300 naira per liter? Yeah, be going to go and investigate where I got it or not. Faithfulness. Faithfulness will always bring you into prosperity. Number 7, I really wish I could go further, but I need to stop at this point. Number 7 is get information. Get information. If you really want to be successful, get information. This is the information age. Information is your greatest asset. Business and career need the information. John 8 verse 32, you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. Adequate information about your career and your business will make you famous. You will become famous in your place of work. You will become famous. Your business will become famous when you have information. Lack of information is the reason for stagnation. So go and get information on your business. You can't lack information in your area of specialization and expect a reformation. No. Once you lack information, you can't go forward. Go for information. What is the latest technology in this area? What else can I do to help this business to go forward? What can I add to this business? What suggestions can I give to the board of directors that will help them? What new invention can I bring out that can help this organization? What things product can I serve to the market that the market is looking for? I'll talk more about that in second service. So, don't wait for information. You seek for information. You don't sit down and waiting for information. No. You look for information. Thank God for the internet right now. Billions of information are uploaded on the internet every minute. Seek for information. Look for information that will bring about a change of story for you. My prayer is that nobody here will be stagnated in life in Jesus' name. Did I hear you say a loud amen? Did I hear you say a loud amen? Did I hear you say a loud amen? You want your business to go forward? Number 8, quickly, because of time. Number 8 is be in covenant with God. Be in covenant with God. Psalm 127 verse 1, except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. Bring your business under the covenant. Bring your business under the covenant. Bring your business under Malachi chapter 3 verse 8 to 10. Say, you have robbed me. Say, where did you rob me? He say, you robbed me because you are not involved in tithe and offering. You don't give. So everyone that wants to succeed in business and career must be a giver. You must be a giver. Stop robbing God. If he give you 100%, 10% is his own. Give it to him. Then you will see how your business will grow. Business, your business will have its own tithe card separately with the name of your business on it. Then you, if you have a salary in the business, you have your own tithe card. If you are working in a place, you are earning a salary, you should have a tithe card for it. When you have other sources of income, maybe you have rent, maybe you have shop that you are getting rent from. It has its own also separately. Or maybe some people give you some things here and there. It comes in. That's how it works. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. If you are very serious with the issue of covenant with God, definitely your business will prosper. Number 9, where I will stop this morning, is possess the spirit of wisdom. If you want to grow in business and career, possess the spirit of wisdom. James chapter 1 verse 5. If anyone lack wisdom, let him call upon God that giveth unto all men liberally and unbraideth not. If there's anything you need in wisdom and in your business and career, it's wisdom. If there's one thing that you need, is wisdom. And that's why this morning I'll be decreeing the release of the spirit of wisdom upon you. In Proverbs 4 verse 7. Proverbs 4 verse 7, I'm saying wisdom is the principal thing. No business can grow more than the wisdom of those who are there. Your business can't grow beyond your wisdom level. You can't rise in your career beyond your wisdom level. It is wisdom for you to know that if you are working in a place, you must be 100% loyal. If your loyalty is 90%, they will not be pushing you forward. Because they can't push you forward. They can't push forward a disloyal person. That's wisdom. It is wisdom for you to know that you must give your best before you can distinguish yourself from the rest. That's wisdom. I pray this morning, the wisdom that will change your life will come for you this morning in Jesus' name. The second service, I'll be giving us something aside from these points on how to start a business without capital. If you think there is only capital that is needed for business, I'll be showing you how you can start a business tomorrow, as in tomorrow, without any capital. You don't need 1 naira to start the business. I'll show you in the second service. Rise upon your feet.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.